Who remembers? To whom did our Lord say that? Now, two meanings the church has given to that statement of our Lord. First meaning, do not commit the sins you haven't committed. Because, once again, it was the adulteress. So do not commit adultery again. That's the first and obvious meaning. And secondly, do not sin again. Intend, resolve not to sin again. And sisters, this is what when we go to confession, even though we know ourselves so well, but internally, intentionally, we should desire, want not to sin. Because, as you know, all sin is finally in the will. All sin is in the will. And consequently, even though we foresee you commit certain sins again, yet our internal intention is not to sin. Thank you. And sisters, don't hesitate to pose questions or objections or difficulties out loud. I'll put my other hearing aid on. If necessary, somebody with a louder voice can interpret. Father, was the Inquisition done by church officials or state officials? Thank you. We know what the Inquisition was, especially the so-called Spanish Inquisition. You know, for centuries, those who were heretics and openly promoted their heresy in countries like Spain and Portugal, they were then told to either convert or were put in prison, and if they persisted, were even put to death. Now there are three explanations. First of all, there was what we call the Inquisition. The Inquisition as such was under church authority, but not formally approved by the Holy See. Countries, dioceses had church courts. Now, that's the first explanation. In other words, the Inquisition did exist. Secondly, the Inquisition did condemn heretics and condemn them as heretics. In fact, does the church nowadays condemn certain people as heretics? Yes. My friend, Father Charles Kern, was condemned as a heretic. However, condemnation for heresy was not the same thing as being punished, for example, with a death penalty. In other words, the penalty for being a heretic could be imprisonment, even under papal authority. How many of you have been in Rome? Well, sisters, on the way to St. Peter's, as across the Tiber River, there's what is called the Castel San Angelo. You know what that was? San Angelo was a prison. A prison for heretics. And sisters, having so many times walked past the Castel San Angelo, is now a museum. How I wish it was once more a prison. Now, what were the grounds, number three? On what grounds were, say, the heretics imprisoned and some even put to death? On the ground that in a country whose religion is professedly Catholic, then heretics are obviously a danger and a threat to the state. On those grounds, therefore, the church over the centuries had no more inquisition exists now, had concluded, and I would say justifiably, I would not defend every condemnation of a heretic. However, once you allow ideas that are contrary to the peace and welfare of the country, once you allow those ideas to be freely, as we say, ventilated, what happens? The result, of course, is the country itself breaks down. This may surprise you, but most of the wars of history have been over religious issues. The Inquisition, I repeat, no longer exists. And, of course, the enemies of the church, especially Protestants, have written volumes on the Inquisition. However, there will be no Protestantism in the world today would not exist except from Martin Luther on. Every single Protestant leader received backing from the state. The only reason why Sweden, Norway, Scotland, Wales, England, Denmark, much of Germany, large part of Switzerland, were lost to the Catholic faith is because the Protestant leaders got the state to imprison and kill Catholics. Only God knows how many Catholics in the 16th century died as martyrs for the faith. Question. You all know about the Crusades. Crusades? Would you know one saint, more than one, do you know the name of one saint who promoted the Crusades?